Do you know what? I woke up this morning, very excited, going to be speaking to Hugh Grant later, and then I saw this headline that you said you are too old for rom-com.
Yes, well, the thing is, that was at the premiere last night.
Yeah.
I was just saying that this film, although it has elements of rom-com, or romantic comedy, as I prefer to call it, it's not really that at all. It's quite a different kind of film. And would I do an out-and-out romantic comedy now? Well, maybe, but it would have to be a special Silver Fox version, because I think I'm getting on a bit.
So you've still got the lovely hair, though.
Well, you're sweet to see that.
So, The Rewrite, new film. Explain.
Yeah, it's about a Hollywood screenwriter who was once very successful and won an Oscar and is now a complete disaster and can't get any work at all. And his agent comes up with this job of him teaching screenwriting in a sort of fourth-rate university in the middle of nowhere America. And he really doesn't want to do it. It's beneath his dignity. He despises teaching. He goes, he does it with a very bad grace, gets drunk, insults the other teachers, has sex with his students, then starts to find that he quite likes it and that there are more things in life than just success on the Hollywood ladder. And so it's a sort of redemption of a lost soul kind of story.
When you get a script like that, what makes you go yes or no? Is there always an instant? Obviously, you're working with people that you worked with before. Is that part of the reason?
That's
for
a big,
doing this?
A big plus, yeah. Because I trust them, and we have made a few successful films together before, which gives you a good vibe. And then I know they're not going to be nasty to me because I'm quite delicate on the set. But the main thing is this script. Just do you want to turn every page, and is it making you laugh? And the answer to both was yes. So I said yes.
And when you saw it was about a screenwriter, did you instantly go, yeah, I know I can base this on. I've met people like that.
Well, I have met a lot of people like that. there are elements of it which are Mark Lawrence, who wrote the thing. So I was able to borrow from him. And there's elements of it which are a bit like me. And from that point of view, it's not too much of a stretch. But I had to do things in the film that I'm not accustomed to doing. I had to emote once or twice and that's always challenging.
Do you have a list of things now when you get a script, you go, yeah, I want to do this film, but I'm not doing that. No naked bottoms, I'm not doing that anymore.
I'm not keen to get my arse out. And it's sometimes there it is in the script. And I find a way to avoid it. Or you can have a bottom double, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm available for that. If you need a bottom double, just give me a shout. Yeah,
well, I've seen your arse, no thanks.
There were private shots between us, though. I don't know how they ended up on the internet. Was it a good premiere last night, by the way? Because you seem to be chatting to fans quite a while, from what I hear.
Well, they were very nice to show up for, you know, a 54-year-old. I was very grateful to them. And, it was great. It was nice. And people seemed to enjoy the film. And at least they told me they did, and they didn't look like they were lying.
When you speak to these people who turn up at like film premieres and stuff like that, what do they want to know? Or do they just want a selfie?
No, they want a selfie. Particularly below the age of 30. It's quite alarming. Not because they particularly love you. It's that they desperately want some thumbs up on Facebook or whatever it is, I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's
they just
the
want
feeling
a profile picture.
Well, I think a lot of younger people, their existence is mainly online now and less in the real world. So these things are crucial to them.
That's the way of the hashtag 21st century, Hugh.
Yes, I know. I remember my life when I first bought an answer machine, an old-fashioned one with a cassette, you know. And even then people said, oh, you're so insecure. Who cares if you don't get your messages? You know, they'll ring again. And now look at us.
So what else is in the pipeline?
I got The Man from U.N.C.L.E. coming up. I'm doing another rather classy film next spring, which I'm not supposed to give details of. But generally speaking, my life is mainly politics has been politics for the last 3 years, and that's ongoing.
You have, over the last few years, become spokesman for Press Intrusion, really, haven't you? Did you see your career path heading that way?
No. It just, I was always sort of moaning about that particular issue, and then there was an opportunity to sort of make it a capture the public imagination, and did that, and I thought that would last a week or two, and actually it's lasted 3 years, and is actually, although it's quite stressful, it's been very refreshing to do something completely different after 50 years or 30 years of doing another job.
It's nice to get back behind the camera, though, isn't it? Or in front of the camera, sorry.
It feels weird when you go from long discussions with the Deputy Prime Minister about the future of press regulation in the UK to long discussions about, do you think Marissa should wear those jeans or these jeans? It's quite a jolt.
It's a very difficult. Have there been talks about the new Bridget Jones film? Is Daniel in the new... I haven't read the third book.
Well,
is Daniel in the book? Oh, this
no,
is...
No, no, you see, the book's excellent, by the way, and he... But the script is completely different, and... the script as I last saw it a few years ago. And in the end, I decided not to do it. But I think they're going to go ahead and do it without Daniel.
Oh, so they're going to have a rewrite.
Yes.
Interesting.
They'll bring in some fresh blood.
And as we've said, the word rewrite, that's your new film, and it's open this weekend. Hugh Grant, thank you.
And you, likewise. Thank you very much.